In our lesson yesterday, we talked about some people that lived a mighty long time. Adam lived to be 930 years old. His son Seth lived to be 912 years old. And Seth's son Enos lived to be 905. His son Canaan lived to be 910. And his son lived to be 895 years. And his son, Jared, lived to be 962 years old. And Jared's son, Enoch, only lived here on the earth 365 years. He didn't die. The Bible says he didn't see death because God took him. I don't know how God took him. It could have been in a tornado like he took Elijah. I don't know. The Bible don't say. So I'm not going to speculate, but I can tell you what the Bible said. The Bible says God took him. I know that some would say Enoch couldn't go to heaven without dying because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Friend, Paul indicates that all believers in Christ will not die. Paul says, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. I believe that is what happened to Enoch. God changed him in a twinkling of an eye, and his mortal put on immortality, and his corrupted body put on an incorruptible body. I believe that's exactly what happened, and I believe that that is what's going to happen to those saints that are alive when he comes to take us. God is going to take his people home. The Bible says God took him. One day he's going to take us. I'm looking forward to that. God took Enoch, but Enoch's son, Methuselah, he was the longest living man that we have recorded in the Bible. He lived 969 years. He outlived his son, Lamech, who only lived 777 years. And then Noah, Lamech's son, lived 950 years. In fact, Methuselah died when Noah was 600 years old, the year of the flood. You can find that in Genesis 7:11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open. Noah had a lot going on during those times. He had celebrated his 600th birthday, and he had also buried his grandfather, Methuselah. He gathered all of the animals, and they all marched into the ark, the ark that God had commanded him to build. This ark was to preserve a remnant. Methuselah was not swept away in the flood. He did not die with the wicked of the world. God knows how to deliver the righteous. God also knows how to reserve the wicked for punishment. Just as God delivered that righteous man Lot from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, so he delivers Methuselah from the destruction with the wicked. God called him home. God made sure that all of the righteous would be spared. And that left only a remnant of all of those who had lived before Noah. Multitudes, millions, perhaps upon millions, but only 8 people remained righteous before God. Only a remnant was saved from the destruction of the world. When God allowed the springs of the earth to break up and the rains come down from heaven, the earth was once more back in the same position that it was in the beginning when God created it. I'd like to pause here and think for a few moments on some of the conversations that must have taken place during Noah's day. In the day in which Noah was preaching righteousness, in the day in which he was building the boat, the big boat out in the desert, no doubt he was looked upon as a crazy man. Here he is, 500 years old, and old age is creeping up on him, and he's kind of lost it. He's not all there, no doubt, they said. He's out in the desert, in the hot sun, building a boat because he's talking about a flood coming to destroy the earth. Why, we have never even seen it rain. How in the world are we going to have a flood? It's never rained here. And then when Noah finished the boat and he gathered up all of the animals and his wife and 3 boys and their wives, and they all went into the ark, and there they sat for 7 days. No doubt many walked by there and pointed at him as they laughingly said, "Hey, Noah, where you going? Where's the water? How you gonna float that big boat?" And somehow, I can imagine Moses no doubt said, "Well, God didn't tell me to float it. He just told me to build it." Friend, if God tells you to build it, God can float it. If God has told you to build a business, God can make that business float. If God has told you to enter into a new project, God can cause that project to float. You just obey God. Let him take care of the consequences. And I believe that when the rain started coming down from the sky, and the springs bubbled up from the ground, I believe they had second thoughts on this old crazy preacher's preaching. And as the water began to rise, I think that many of them decided, "We need to go to higher ground." Others thought, "Let us build a boat like Noah's got, and we too can be saved." That's just like people today. Those who have found salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. But there are others who would say, "We don't need Jesus. We can save our own self. We can do this. We've learned how. All we've got to do is dig deep down within our personalities, and we will find the source of strength." But friend, no one can save himself. Salvation is of the Lord, lest any man should boast.